Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
On the Fan on this Monday morning. And how about from a Giants perspective, BT, as we talk about divisional round weekend, you look at the quarterbacks. And I know Jaden Daniels has to hurt. You see him and knowing what could have been had you not won one extra game a year ago if they ended up with Jaden Daniels. Now, no guarantee that Daniels would be as good as he is right now as far as, you know, the success with that team, with the other players around him, with their head coach, with their offensive coordinator in Kingsbury, although you'd like to take your chances if you're Brian Daboll and the Giants. But to me, it just furthers that they need their guy. And it would also be, for me, a dual threat quarterback. I want Shedeur Sanders. I'm not saying Sanders is going to be Jaden Daniels or the answer. I don't even love Shedeur.
Yep.
I just love him for the Giants because I think he's their best option this offseason. And I do think they need to now, unfortunately, because of where they're at, force the issue and take a quarterback.
Matter of fact, I feel more strongly not to do that based on, and I've been saying this for a while, and this is kind of counter, not to everybody. Some people are with me, but I think more people are against what I say with this than with me, because obviously the Jets, the Giants need a quarterback. We all know that. But I look at the Giants and I say, all right, as I look at the positions, what do they really have? Like, who's elite? And it's like, we know they have a great left tackle. We know Dex is great. We think Nabers is going to be an absolute superstar. And maybe one other spot, whether it's Burns, not Thibodeau, one other spot maybe, a cheap running back who's good. They've got some components, right? Okay, so that's appealing in the sense that, for me, rather than reach and get an average quarterback, because I got news for you, if you don't get the right guy, and I don't think the right guy is in this draft because I don't love Ward, and I love Sanders even less than Ward.
Right.
All right. So it's not appealing to me to just scratch the quarterback itch. Oh, all right. Hey, here's the placard. Let me get it into Goodell's hand. We drafted a quarterback. Here we go. But that quarterback's going to get his ass whipped by Jaden Daniels for the next decade because he can't shine his shoes. So what I would rather do is and I've said this, is not reacting to Daniels over the weekend. This is just a concept that I think the Giants should really, really embrace, unless they love Sanders, and I don't know that they do, and I don't know that they don't. I would really look to trade out, and I would just get those assets, and I would build up around, and I would get myself a great safety and a great corner, and I would just stack some dominoes so that the team isn't deficient in as many areas as they currently are. And when I find the quarterback, now it's plug, play, go.
I'd be more okay with that. See, this is such a complex conversation because in my core principles and philosophies, I agree with you 1,000%. The Giants, have put themselves into a spot where, regardless of how you and I feel or what we say, the owner himself said this regime needs to find a quarterback going into year four. Like, they screwed this up so many times over. And maybe you're right in that forcing the issue for a quarterback now is also going to be another move in the litany of screw-ups over the years for the Giants. I'd be or feel better about what you're saying they should do if they fired Shane and Daboll and had a fresh start and said, okay, let these guys come in and let them decide what to do with the third pick, with the quarterback situation.
Yeah.
And even if you're not going to that extreme, at the very least, Mara should say, or should not say, we need a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the last thing.
It's making it worse by saying
that's
it.
Exactly right. That's the last thing he should be saying. He should be saying, I believe, if he wants to keep them, and he does, I believe in Joe Shane and Brian Daboll that they are going to see this through. It's not going to be easy. We don't tank. We end up where we end up in the draft. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
We went with Daniel Jones. He wasn't our guy. But I'm letting this regime, this tandem, and all their people around them dig out of this, however they need to dig out of it. But yet, it's the exact opposite. He brought them back with essentially an edict saying, you better get a quarterback. And you better win now or else. Like, that is just a disaster.
That's why I would not have brought them back. You just said the same thing. That's why I would have moved on from Daboll and Shane. That because, and also, you know, I don't really know how good either one is. There's value in both. I'm not trying to, you know, be overly disrespectful here. Actually, disrespectful at all. But I don't really know how good they are. See, this could change, and it's too late now because he already said it, but he could have positioned this perfectly talking about Mr. Mara by inserting one word. Eventually. We eventually need to find our quarterback. In the meantime, keep adding to the talent base, blah, blah, blah.
Right, because of what's gone on the first 3 years, the patience from the majority of the fan base are gone.
There is nuts. Expired.
Correct. So the owner is trying to connect and resonate with that.
Yep.
And therefore, he showing a lack of patience, which is going to force Shane and Dable into a spot where, now look, maybe they love Sanders and the whole point is moot. Maybe they don't. But it's going to force them into a spot where they kind of need a quarterback. It just, the whole thing is a mess. But yes, in theory, I agree with you that the worst thing they could do would be to force the issue. However, based on where they're at, I believe that they can no longer punt the quarterback position, and it's worth it to me, worth the risk of even reaching for a guy or taking a guy where maybe you don't love him at number three in the risk and hope that it might work out that you have a franchise quarterback.
Yeah, and I understand why you say that. And I think a lot of people are probably with you on this. Yeah, I just know that clear minds generally equate to more sensible decisions.
Yeah, I know.
And right now, there's no way Shane and Dable's mind is clear.
Think about it, though, BT. What's the worst that could... Play it out and say that they take...
What's the worst thing?
Well, the worst thing if they took a quarterback.
Well, he stinks or he's not the one.
And then what?
Well, I mean, eventually you got to find one anyway, sure.
Well,
but there's more to it. It's not that simple.
Okay.
They very well may have passed on transcendent players at other spots to draft somebody who fizzles.
Okay, understood. But, and they've already done that potentially anyway with the quarterback position.
Yeah.
So let's just play it out. Let's say the Giants, Sanders forces his way. He doesn't want Cleveland. Giants take him at number three.
Mm-hmm.
He's their guy. And by year two, like year one, I mean, whatever, however you play it out. Do you think they're going to fire Shannon Dable after next year with a rookie quarterback if he's okay and they are like, I don't know, six wins?
No. No, if they do, I don't know why you brought him back.
Well, correct.
No, that would be incredibly inconsistent.
Right, right.
No.
Me neither. If they did, you're right. Then they're like beyond. We can't even discuss
that's
them.
That's hopeless.
So okay. Then in year two, let's say Sanders doesn't have a good year. Regression,
yep.
Giants still at 6 wins.
And then everybody out of the building.
Bingo. They're fired anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know at year two, Sanders probably isn't it. And maybe it will work better even in year three because then you just get really everybody out and Sanders for sure before his fourth year, and then you have a new regime with a new quarterback. But point is that...
Jeez, they get it through five more years, we're going to kick this thing down the road?
No, but with Dable and Shane, you've said it yourself, and I agree. Like, if you were bringing them back, in all likelihood, especially if you're taking them or forcing them to take a young quarterback, it's going to be beyond next year anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of lines up with a young quarterback now. And if it works... Great, you made the right move. You keep him. Shador is your guy. And if not, in 2 years, you hope in 2 years, at the very least 3 years, you make your decision. You say, you know what? I was patient. I gave them more than one opportunity, Shane and Dable.
Yeah.
We drafted Sanders. Now everybody out, and you start over again.
Well, I think there's one other problem that clouds this a little bit. And you do lay it out well. I hear you. So Tennessee's one, Cleveland's two, Giants three,
yeah.
Right? Okay. I think Tennessee takes Cam Ward. You agree?
I agree.
Okay. And then at that point, I think most of us, and maybe we'll be surprised by this, but I think most of us expect a little Deion flex. My son's not going there.
I just get that feel.
I do too.
If it weren't Cleveland.
Yeah, I think many of us kind of feel that, right?
Right.
So now with Cleveland armed with the knowledge of, all right, if we draft this young man, he ain't coming to play for us, they will then have to trade out of the second spot, okay? Which
or
means,
take the stud, well, take Carter or Hunter.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think that I think that they would be foolish to not capitalize on several teams willing to jump into the second spot to take Sanders.
Fair enough.
Which means then the Giants are going to have to trade up from 3 to 2.
Which I would not do.
Possibly to get Sanders. So it's one thing to get Sanders at 3, which I don't even love, but I can certainly understand. To an extent, not as much as you. I wouldn't love it.
Right.
It's quite another to trade to move up to 2 for a quarterback. I don't even like.
I would not do that.
Or love.
No, and I'm with you there. I wouldn't do that. So let's.
But they might have to.
All right, so then let's play it out the other way real quick. Let's say that they don't take a quarterback this year, and they get
3, got it.
Yeah, and they get Joe Stopgap, whoever
okay.
it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. I mean,
yeah.
No, we're tired of going over the same names.
Hey. Joe Stopgap won 15 games for Vikings.
I mean,
he can still have a fun season.
There you go. Right. So let's take they take Joe Stopgap and Shane and Dable, kick the can down the road, and they're okay next year.
Meaning seven like, wins, whatever, six okay. and 11. Give me okay. Like, I need to know okay before you keep
going. I'll give you seven wins.
Go ahead. Keep going.
All right. The following year, like, are we getting a quarterback then? Because now the Giants still not going to be in a position to draft a quarterback.
Yep.
And if maybe the best case would be Joe Stopgap and the Giants fail miserably next year, they have a top pick, then you do what you should have done a couple years ago, fire everybody, have them take a top quarterback.
That's actually another interesting scenario.
I mean, I guess they could potentially trade up, but my point is if you don't get one now, you're punting not only on the quarterback position, you're also extending Shane and Dable without seeing them get another quarterback.
You know what it is? I guess I'm not that interested in seeing these guys with a quarterback. I've seen what, you know, I understand why you say that and others, because Dable was brought here to eventually get his hands on a young quarterback when he's impressionable and during the formative stages and coach him up and just, you know, unleash him on the NFL. I also think that this is a much smaller chance, but Joe Stopgap could turn into Joe franchise quarterback.
Not likely.
Yeah.
All right.
Not likely, but not completely implausible.
Yeah, I get it. All right.
Boy, they're a mess.
You get me to come around to your theory because I do fundamentally agree with it.
Yeah.
But
I've said this for a while, too. I haven't wavered on this.
I also just want to see a real quarterback, or at least a chance of a real quarterback.